Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena. Kirsten, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm slowly descending into madness. Rachel, how are you?
week five vibes, very much, very much a mood, I think.
I passed my online shopping thing, and it's all coming through now.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Last week.
Yeah, I got a few t-shirts that I'd bought in my moment of sort of online shopping madness, and there's nothing more exciting than doing the click and collect order as well at the moment. We really, you know, small pleasures where you can get them.
That's right.
I'm very excited about the sort of instrument that you've brought to Spotlight today. Tell us a little bit about what we are talking about here.
Well, it's a little confusing, and I apologize to the actual nerds that know about this. There's a steel guitar. I thought I was just doing the lap one, but they're all kind of the same thing, and I had to actually look at the pictures of the people playing to figure out which one they were. So I guess they all sound similar and use similar techniques. So what it is, it's a guitar, but it's fretless.
Yep.
And you have a steel tube that you have on your finger that you slide around it. So you can have it kind of on your body like a normal guitar, or you can have it laying down in front of you, the lap steel, and then some of them have pedals.
Okay, so there is a difference between a steel guitar and a lap steel guitar, but it's not a huge difference necessarily?
I guess not, because they sort of been blending together. So I thought they were hugely different. Now, here's the thing I learned with the lap steel. So because with the steel guitar, you can only have it tuned one way throughout your thing, and you're sliding it along. So, you can't make the sort of more intimate changes that you do with fingers. Is sometimes those lap ones will have multiple necks.
Oh, so true.
That you can get different sounds. So sometimes you see like this board, it's like three guitar necks.
Cool.
And that's what the pedal does, is change in between them. But anyway, it's a great sound, and you'll hear it.
All
it's
right.
Good for vibrato and slide. So
I'm going to hit this first one.
Yeah.
What are we listening to, Kirsten?
So this is Rye Cooter, Yellow Roses, 1976. So it's a cover of a song from 1955. And Rye Cooter is, he's just been around for decades as a composer and performer. And this is from his album that's called Chicken Skin Music. Meaning, it gives you goosebumps.
Awesome. It is lovely.
It's so soothing.
Isn't it great? And so, now what the iconic part of this instrument is that it was developed in Hawaii. I mean, like in the 1890s.
Wow.
And then became a part of American blues in the 1930s and 40s, and then country music. So this iconically, it seems like an American sound. It's from Hawaii, and so it's sort of this Polynesian influence in this mainstream American.
Someone's texted in saying Ben Harper famously plays the lap steel guitar.
Yeah.
And it's a really particular skill, eh? It's not anywhere really the same as playing the guitar. I mean, you could probably jump more easily into learning it if you know how to play the guitar well, but it is quite a different skill set.
Yeah, see, I don't exactly know. I mean, I guess it would be different because not all guitarists do it back and forth, do they? And so you can hear the Hawaiian style. He actually went and learned from Gabby Pahinui and other proper, Hawaiian experts. Rye Cooter does that a bit. He goes around and, picks bits and pieces from people. And I know what you guys are also hearing is SpongeBob.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to lie. Yes, we were talking about that yesterday. Bit of a SpongeBob flavor.
Absolutely. SpongeBob, used steel guitar and, a lot as part of its sound.
It has got such an evocative time and place kind of a feel to it. I think it's interesting that you say it is an Americana association for you, because I think for me, Hawaii is the first association I have with it.
Oh, well, that's good. You tell
me that. Oh, Rye Cooter. Tonight,
I know. I wonder what it's short for, but Rye is just an awesome name.
It is. But you should know. It's quite an ethereal sound, isn't it? It's really got that metallic quality through the slide, and the resonance is so different to any sound you can get out of a straight guitar. For one of
absolutely
a better word.
And even the human voice, like, it does stuff that the human voice does, but it's also just so different.
Yeah. And as the petals fall. We're getting a lot of texts about nostalgia, which I think is an interesting thing. This does have a very nostalgic sound coming through. Someone said Bill Silvesi, famous New Zealand traditional steel guitar player, an icon.
Absolutely. Then they will slowly
fade away and die. Oh, the harmonies are so beautiful.
It's gorgeous, eh?
Yeah, he's doing it with some of the Hawaiians there. Well, I mean, nostalgia, especially because it's had its in and outs in usage throughout decades, throughout the 1900s. It's still used a lot in gospel music, apparently. It's still used in country music, and then now for sort of, you know, cheesy cartoon music.
A lot of people associate it with the post-World War II era as well. I'm not entirely sure why, but maybe it's because we had so much movement of people around the world. It's got that nostalgia feeling to it.
And Hawaii, you know, became, you know, a lot, you know, people became a lot more aware of Hawaii again at that time.
This is a gorgeous track, and I feel absolutely brutal slowly fading it out, but we've got two more gorgeous tracks to listen to.
We do. So this is Elmore James, 1957, and he's called the King of Slide Guitar, so that's why we had to include him.
So is this lap steel, or is this slide? What are we talking about?
This is not lap. It looks like, from all the photos, even though he's the King of Steel Guitar, like I said, they don't seem to differentiate it. So it looks like he only played them, you know, the standing up kind. But he was a huge influence on a lot of rock stars. Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, all acknowledged this guy, Elmore James.
Rolling Stones as well, I think, leaned on his music a lot. The man you love, he heard you all the time. But when things go wrong, well, wrong with you, it hurts me too. Gosh, how many times has this song been covered across the years? What a tune. You'll love him more when you should love him. So what was it, Elmore James' background, Kirsten?
Well, he was just one of the guys that picked up on this Hawaiian, and he acknowledged, you know, that he heard it from some Hawaiian guys playing the guitar this way. And he, born in 1918, died in 63, so this is not long before his passing. Quite young too.
He love another woman. It's so interesting how this doesn't have any of those same associations for me as the Raikouta track we just listened to. And I think when you say lap steel guitar to me, in my head I'm hearing traditional Hawaiian music or the Raikouta versions of that. But actually this is so iconic as well, just in a totally different field.
That's right. And I was thinking the same thing. And with the distortion, you know, it's still emotional, but it's got this other sort of different kind of intensity rather than a laid backness to it.
Let's listen to the solo. So good. You know what it kind of reminds me of is I always think a little bit of like that resonance, less in the track like this, but has a similar sound to the theremin sometimes, that really high glass-like noise it can kind of get into.
Well, and yeah, it's the same technique in that you're not hitting one note, you're sliding into something and finding it with your hand and then resting on it. Like, you have to use your ear.
What a tune, what a tune. All right, what's this third one we've got here?
Now, this one is the reason I went this direction, because for some reason the song has been in my head. And some of the comments on YouTube said, this is what plays on the final credits of The End of the World. So this is Santo and Johnny, called Sleepwalk, 1959. And they're two brothers.
This is sitting more in the kind of Elmore James territory. Once again, is this coming through the kind of blues and rock and roll lens, Kirsten?
Oh, absolutely. And I had a look, because you can see them playing it in some of the videos. It's the lap guitar kind, and they have two or three necks, the ones that they're playing. And they were just two young guys and had this runaway hit that moves everyone still to this day.
Someone says Muddy Waters, another legend of that space. Oh, Led Zeppelin's Traveling Riverside Blues has a great slide guitar part in it as well. And someone said that their cat started singing / howling along. I didn't know. This is a good fun fact. Someone says Rye stands for Ryland, Kirsten. This is what this person says. Ryland Cooter produced the infamous Buena Vista Social Club album, and he's got six Grammys. That is a great fun fact. Thank you.
Well, and, you know, the Buena Vista Social Club had the same... Its infamy is because of the sort of cultural appropriation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so was he doing it with the Hawaiian stuff, too?
He was a bit of a magpie, Rye Cooter.
Yeah.
What an ending.
Oh, yeah.
So who was that, Kirsten?
Santo and Johnny.
That was beautiful. I really enjoyed that. If that plays at the end credits of The World, I'll be all right with that,
yeah,
I reckon.
I'll be soothed.
I'll be soothed.
I know,
we'll
right?
Walk into the sunset. that was great. I very much enjoyed the lap steel guitar / steel guitar this morning, Kirsten. Someone says that is a certified hood classic as well, so there you go.
Okay.
Someone else says Santo and Johnny look like identical twins. Are they?
Nope.
No, just very, very strong genes in that family. My mum has also said this reminds her of childhood Sundays as well. I think there's a lot of that going on in that sort of sound. Thanks for bringing us the various steel guitars this morning, Kirsten. Where are we going next week?
I'm going to stick an instrumental thing. We're going to do cowbell.
Cowbell.
Oh, my God. Cool. Oh,
sign me up. Excellent. have a lovely weekend, and we will talk to you on Friday.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you very much.